is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I'm Adrian, and that man there is Jeremy.
I've good news for you, by the way.
Good news.
I know you like good news.
Yeah, I do.
Yesterday I was telling you about my faux pas, where my son stepped on my toenail and pulled my toenail half off.
Yes.
I can confirm now to 98FM listeners that last night the toenail came off in its entirety. Got caught in the bed sheets last night. And
ouch.
No, not ouch. This is good. It's gone now.
It's gone.
It's gone. There's a new one coming up already.
So very good.
Happy days.
Brilliant. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Because yesterday on the programme, if you were listening, and if you weren't, I'm sure I'll explain to you anyway, we had a conversation about injuries that your children inflicted on you. And Jeremy's one was, he had an ant on his foot, and his young fella came over and he went and stood on his foot to kill the ant, but actually wrecked Jeremy's toe while he was at it.
Yeah.
And somebody texted in at the end of that conversation yesterday to say, why don't you talk about sibling injuries? And a number of people said, yeah, let's talk about sibling injuries. These are injuries that your brother or your sister inflicted on you when you were younger.
Jeez, myself and my sister didn't get on at the best of times, but I can't remember ever actually injuring her. And I know we were talking about this after the show yesterday about sibling injuries. And I think the most I might have done to my sister is maybe closed the drawer in the kitchen on her finger or something like that and gently grazed her finger. We didn't have many injuries in our house. Did
right,
you ever injure your...
Not that I can remember. But I know it is something that happens in many households. And in fact, we got this message in yesterday. This was sent in to us yesterday off the back of the topic that we were talking about. This is Rebecca, who pushed her little brother down the stairs.
Hi lads, I'm just listening to you talk there about kids injuring parents. This is maybe a little bit different, but I remember a time when I seriously injured my little brother. I was about 5 and he was about 4, and we were standing at the top of our stairs hanging Christmas decorations on the 23rd of December, and he was getting more of a go at it than me, and I was so jealous that I just decided to push him, and he fell all the way down the stairs holding a hammer in his hand. And was crying, and he was very hurt, and I was in trouble. But it wasn't until the next day they discovered he'd actually broken his collarbone. So he was in a cast for Santa. Whoops.
Sorry, she pushed. Now, I can safely say I've never, ever caused grievous bodily harm to my sister. She pushed her brother down the stairs while he was holding a hammer, breaking his collarbone.
Apparently, yeah. We want you to text WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. I want to hear from you the injuries that either you inflicted upon your brother or sister, or your brother and sister inflicted upon you when you were younger. Call us right now, 6797 981. And I have IMC cinema passes to give away to...
for the best injuries.
For the best injury, yeah, basically, yeah. IMC cinema passes for the best injury. Now, another WhatsApp voice note. This is from another Rebecca. Hang on till I press the right button. Here's another Rebecca.
Jared, that's a very interesting topic you're covering on the show at the moment. As you will remember, we did fight quite a lot when we were kids. But why don't you tell the listeners about the time that you tried to decapitate me?
Ah, jeez.
I still have the scar, mental and physical.
That's your sister. That's your sister. Really?
I'm lost for words.
Hang on, I have to play this message.
No, don't.
Oh, no, I do.
Jeez, I'm terrified.
So I could just see the blood draining out of your face there. This is a message from Jeremy's sister, Rebecca. Here we go.
Jared, that's a very interesting topic you're covering on the show at the moment. As you will remember, we did fight quite a lot when we were kids. But why don't you tell the listeners about the time that you tried to decapitate me? I still have the scar, mental and physical.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now. No, sorry, can I just say decapitation is a very
extreme word. She has the mental and physical scar still of the time you tried to decapitate her. Yeah, please explain.
It's after coming back to me now. I completely forgot about this. Back in the summer, it was 1980-something or whatever.
Mm.
And it wasn't done maliciously. I was only a young fella. But one day, my sister robbed my bike and took it off with her friends. And we only had one bike and she didn't have a bike. And she decided to rob my bike one day without asking me. And I said, I'll get my own back on her. So she was cycling up and down the road outside her house going, nah, 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 I have your bike. And I said, well, I'm going to do something about that.
Go on, keep going.
This is shameful, this really is. So I went out, me and my mate went out my mother's back garden and we took down my mother's washing line. And we went out onto the main road outside her house. I stood on one side of the road and my mate stood on the other, hiding behind the cars, both holding each end of the rope. And she was cycling up and down and up and down. And as she came towards the rope, myself and my mate pulled up the rope.
I can see the rest of it now.
We pulled up the rope as she was cycling. I shouldn't be laughing at this. This is awful. We pulled up the rope as she was cycling towards the rope and it didn't decapitate her.
Well, clearly not. She still has a head, but
the rope went across her head, sending her flying off the bike. And I think she ended up in hospital. I didn't realise. I'm sorry that you still have a scar from that, emotional and physical. But I ended up, the reason it was bad for me is, I remember now, I ended up getting grounded for the whole summer because I did that.
Good enough for you.
My sister.
So you pull the rope. I'm just trying to imagine this, yourself and your mate.
We robbed the washing line from my parents'
backyard.
Your
sister's coming flying down the road. You pull up the rope.
We're hiding behind each car on each side of the road.
On both sides of the road. You pull up the rope.
Yeah.
And she literally goes off the bike. Is that right?
That pretty much. I got literally grounded for the whole summer.
But you could have killed your sister stone dead.
She's alive now, isn't she?
She said she has the mental and physical scars of your attempt to decapitate her.
Well, I haven't seen... maybe she has mental scars. I haven't seen any physical scar. Well, can I say officially now, I've probably never apologised to her for this. I sincerely apologise for something I did like 30 years ago. Get over it. Like, seriously. There's not one person who hasn't injured their brother or sister.
Well, that's exactly what we want to find out.
I'm sorry, can we just say do not repeat what I did when I was a child.
Absolutely not, yes.
It's so dangerous. I could have actually killed my... I wouldn't have decapitated her now. It wasn't...
Depends on how fast she was going.
She was going pretty fast.
Yeah.
She came off that bike, I'll never forget.
Anyway, what did you do to inflict injury upon your sibling, your brother or your sister, or what do they do to you?
Tell you, she never robbed that bike again.
Because she couldn't. She's probably in hospital for months.
She was.
I remember when we were younger, I broke my sister's nose. We were playing in the garden and she really annoyed me, so I told her to stand on front of the seesaw. So I pulled it back and threw it as hard as I could at her face and broke her nose.
And kids horrible,
that's
aren't
Susan.
They? Now I don't feel so bad about the decapitation.
Roisin, you're on 98FM. How are you, Roisin?
Good, how are you?
Roisin, we're talking about injuries that you inflicted on your brother and sister or they did to you.
Well, I'm sure I did think too, but now this one is my sister did to me.
Okay.
We were having a race out the back garden. I would have been about 3. She would have been about 6. And I obviously was going to beat her. She assumed I was going to beat her. And she caught me by the head and straight into the pebbles as well.
Ooh.
She's a sore loser.
Now, for those of you who've never been whacked into a pebble dash wall.
It's not a pleasant experience, I wouldn't think.
I just remember my dad was cooking the dinner and he came running out with a fish slice in his hand and he was just screaming and running up and down the back garden. It was honestly the weirdest thing.
Yes, so she was the sore loser.
She was the sore loser, but half the time she admits it and half the time she doesn't. Half the time she maintains it must have been an accident.
And is it still a sore point?
Ah, God, no. Oh, no, I love her to bits. She's my best friend. So there you go, sibling rivalry.
Well, there you go. My sister's trying to play emotional blackmail, sending WhatsApps into 98FM, making me out to be a murderer.
She's trying to remind you that you caused her mental and physical issues.
She didn't say that.
She did say it.
She said
going to play it again?
No, don't play it again.
Thanks, Roisin.
Okie doke.
6797981 is our telephone number. Text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. We're talking about the injuries that you caused to your brother or sister, or that they caused to you. This message is from
How's
Anthony.
Going, Adrian? My sister, I was flying down the road one day chasing one of my mates on a push bike. My sister was walking on the path and I was about 8, and she swung a bag at me messing, and I, with reactions, I bounced down, threw me face down against the bike, bounced me teeth against the handlebars, and knocked two of my front teeth out. But they were my second teeth as well, so I ended up having to go right before my communion and get a bloody false tooth, and I have that ever since I'm 8. I kind of did the same thing to her. I was messing with her down one day and I was pretending to throw something at her, and she ended up turning around and creaking her neck. And yeah, she has a creak in her neck ever since.
Good God. She's a creak in her neck ever since.
It's not funny. Did that fella, by the way, that you got false teeth put in for your communion?
Yeah.
Most kids don't have their front teeth for their communion anyway. You look
grand. They do now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
How come when
kids are 8 or 9 making their communion now?
Ah, when I made my communion, I was gummy.
What's, were you?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I had my new teeth.
Oh, your new teeth. Yeah, just for the day, was it? Yeah.
Hazel, you're on 98FM. How are you, Hazel?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
We're talking about brothers and sisters inflicting injury upon each other, but this is something you actually did to your mammy.
Yeah, well, I think I was sick at the time, and she was giving me a shower, and I wanted her to pick me up, and when she picked me up, I said the water was too hot, it was too cold, I was moaning and I was wiggling around and being all naked and slippy. I made us both slip and we crashed over the side of the bath, and she dived to save me and my head against the tiles, and she cracked all her ribs on the side of the bath.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I got up and I was fine.
You see, that was years ago. Baths were made out of like...
Oh, cast iron.
Yeah, cast iron.
You know, nowadays baths are all cheap plastic.
Nowadays you'd have a wet room and you'd send your child in there by themselves.
Well, that's true, yeah. Just off you go.
Who has wet rooms in their house?
Everyone does.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so your mum was in bits then, was she?
Yeah, well, I don't really remember. I just remember getting up and being fine and her shaking on the floor naked like a wet fish.
And is she emotionally scarred? Are you emotionally scarred by what happened?
I feel a bit guilty, but look, she was fine. You do these things for your children. You dive for them. But then I remembered a time my brother kicked me up the arse and broke my coccyx.
Ouch!
Yeah.
That's your tailbone at the bottom, at the top of your bum.
Yeah, and that sticky outy bit at your spine at the bottom.
Ah.
We were fighting over a remote control and he just gave me a boot up the arse and cracked my coccyx.
That's not funny, Edward.
No, it's not funny.
So sorry, me trying to strangle my sister was horrible, but the coccyx isn't horrible.
No, you tried to knock your sister's head off. Sorry, you were about to say...
Plane.
You say that
for
again?
Any length of time. I still can't sit in a plane for any length of time without my tailbone hurting.
Oh, really? As a direct result of that?
Yeah, the boot up the arse.
Oh.
And are you emotionally scarred still?
I'm over it.
Yeah, exactly. People get over it.
Your sister's clearly not. Your sister, Jeremy, is clearly not. Do you want me to play the message again?
Just fast forward it a bit.
No, hang on.
Jared, that's a very interesting topic you're covering on the show at the moment. As you will remember, we did fight quite a lot when we were kids. But why don't you tell the listeners about the time that you tried to decapitate me? I still have the scar, mental and physical.
Mental and physical scar.
I also blabbed on her that she was smuggling a boyfriend into the bedroom one day. I was a horrible brother.
Oh, I'd say you were.
I was the goody two shoes, and I remember one day she had a boyfriend.
Well, that wasn't very goody two shoesy what you did to her.
Yeah, but she had a boyfriend. She didn't tell her mother and father about it, and I told them. I said, she's smuggling a boy into her bedroom.
Oh, you little I hate you, and you weren't my brother. Ian is in Crumlin. You're on 98FM. Ian, how are you?
How's it going, lads? How are you keeping?
Good, thanks, Ian. Tell me what you did to your brother.
I was playing darts on a Monday, and he was getting all happy because he was beating me. I thought he was the bee's knees, so I threw a dart and I got stuck in his head.
Oh!
So you threw a dart at his head?
Yeah, he was annoying me.
I mean, Adrian annoys me on a daily basis, but I wouldn't stick a dart in his head.
You would if you had the dart.
You would.
Yeah, you would if you had the dart. What injury did you cause to him? Did it get lodged in his head?
It just got stuck, but then it fell out then, like, as soon as he turned his head. It was nothing major.
I'd say you were popular.
Well, I'm leading a grounded first. That's a good thing. I had to guard him for a couple of weeks after so he wouldn't rat to the mud on further.
Oh, he never ratted on you, did he not?
No. He was good like that.
And did the part of the pin of the dart actually penetrate his head?
Yeah, it went into his head, yeah.
It went
into the skull, just stuck in him and it fell out then.
Jeez.
That's a great story, Ian. Thanks very much indeed. Kim was very, very cruel to her sister.
Hi, guys. On the topic of sibling injuries, I was at home one time with my younger sister, and she had been working for the day and had come home and put her feet into a basin of hot water. I was kind of a little bit jealous, so I decided that her water didn't look hot enough, so I went in and boiled a kettle, and while she was washing her feet with her hands, I poured a scalding hot kettle full of scalding hot water in on top of her hands, and she ended up like the balloon woman with her hand. I was in a lot of trouble, to say the least.
I can imagine.
Anyway, that was what I done to my poor little sister, but she loves me now. She's still hot.
It's amazing how people have to qualify that at the end.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're saying, oh, my sister loves me now, but...
Oh, no, I never said that. No.
Well, she has mental and physical scars.
As someone who has a second baby on the way now, I'm terrified listening to these stories, because I thought, does this still happen now?
What? That brothers and sisters automatically love each other?
Yeah, I always assume.
No. You've already admitted what a horrible little brother you were.
Yeah, but I thought nowadays that things have changed.
What, kids still argue?
So, like, is my young fella, when my second child is born, going to be putting thumbtacks on the seats and all? And
quite possibly. Martin is in Talla. You're on 98FM. Martin, how are you?
I am good. Good, Adrian. How are you, lad?
Good. Now, tell me about your brother.
My brother, we were watching wrestling years ago, and he was trying to perform some of the moves on us, and he broke my arm, Adrian, in three different places.
Oh, my God.
So we went down to the children's hospital at the time, and I got the cast on me and everything. And when I came, about 6 weeks later, when we went back in and he take the cast back off you, the same day I came home and he gave us a go on his bike. He never used to let us go on his bike, but he gave us a go on it, knowing that the brakes weren't working. And he pushed me down the road, and I broke the same arm in three completely different places and had to go back in again.
So he deliberately sabotaged the bike.
So you broke your arm in six different places, thanks to your brother.
Yeah, and my parents at the time, because this was back in the 80s, my parents were called into a room by the police, and they were questioned. And apparently I don't remember, I was too young at the time, but they were questioned because...
Basically, whether these injuries had been deliberately inflicted on you.
Which I suppose by my brother they had been, but they thought it was by my parents.
And how's your arm now, like?
Oh, no, it's grand now, yeah. That was over 25 years ago or 30 years ago.
I didn't think there were six places in your arm you could break.
Well, there apparently is. Yeah. Right, Martin, and what's your relationship like with your brother who broke your arm in six different places?
No, we're crying now.
No,
yeah.
That's all right. That's good.
We can shake hands.
That's good. Just about, because your arm is healed.
I think if anything comes out of today, I think we should all. And I'm going to do this. At the weekend, I'm going to bring my sister out for a lovely meal. Okay?
I doubt she'll go, but yeah, okay.
No, everybody that has inflicted pain on their siblings back in the day, no matter whether it was the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s, what I want you to do this weekend is treat that brother or sister who you inflicted pain on.
So, Elaine is in Clondalkin. How are you, Elaine?
Hi, yeah. How are you doing?
Now, tell me about your sister.
Well, two of my sisters, actually. I was a couple of weeks old. My parents have told me this over the years. I was a couple of weeks old. My sister, my eldest sister, was holding me. She asked my sister that's just under her to throw her an apple. And she threw it too quick. And she basically, my eldest sister that was holding me, used me as a human shield. And I got an apple directly in the middle of my face.
Ah!
And I've had nosebleeds for the past 26 years.
As a result of getting the wallop from the apple?
Yeah.
Really?
Something to do with the top of my nose. I've had a cold twice, but nothing was worked.
So you have regular nosebleeds as a result of this incident with the apple?
Yeah, I could have them three to four times a week, but I think at the most awkward of times.
And do you get panic attacks when you go into like Super Quinn and you see a lot of apples on the shelf? Does it all come back to you? No, apples!
Oh,
that's an honest question. Are you traumatized?
Afraid of apples?
Are you afraid of
no,
apples?
I'm not traumatized by apples, but I did get my own back though, because I threw a brick on my sister when I was out of three.
So you threw a brick on her?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I love it. Thanks, yeah. Elaine. And finally, Helena... Your brother injured you many times.
Many, many times. How are you, lads?
Good, thanks, Selena.
Main one I thought of was I was about 3 or 4 and my brother was 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the man was at work and someone was minding us, the nanny, babysitter, whatever. And I was obviously annoying him, so he decided to punch me. But he took out my 4 top teeth and my 2 lower ones.
And were these baby teeth or big teeth?
Well, I was only 3 or 4.
Oh,
so
then they were baby teeth.
Yeah. But he decided to hide the evidence so nobody would notice, and he flushed them down the loo, thinking if the evidence was gone, no one would know. But so worst of it, I was walking around like a gummy granny for ages, and then I couldn't even send them to the tooth fairy.
Isn't that awful? So you missed out on the tooth fairy, your brother flushed the teeth down the toilet, and did Mammy or Daddy or anybody ever ask what happened to the teeth?
Oh, yeah. He eventually said, as far as I can remember, he told me later on, because he'd remember I when I was too small, eventually said, oh, I put them down the toilet, and then they made up some story to give me teeth that they came back around the other way or something, I can't remember. But then going back to someone's last communion story, Jeremy's story, I didn't grow back until I was about 10, so for my communion, I was still gummy.
Most of the kids in my communion photograph, now maybe probably because they were drinking cans of Coke at the age of 5, but most of the kids in my communion photograph were
all gummy,
well.
Yeah.
And was there any punishment dished out for that?
Can't remember, I was too young.
Yeah, because the thing I'm getting here is none of these kids were punished for their actions.
No, apparently not. John sent us this WhatsApp voice note about terrible injuries.
Hey, lads. I was playing with my brother's darts board in his bedroom one day back in the 80s as a teenager. And he came in and told me to get out of his room. So I threw the dart at him. It landed in his leg. And then another time, we were arguing in the kitchen, myself and the same brother. And he swung a punch at me and missed. And my mum had to come in to shut us up. And he levelled her with the punch. Ash, we were fighting all the time.
That's can brilliant. I just say the one thing we can learn from this
is
conversation
how
is...
how cruel kids are.
No, not that. Never, ever, if you have kids... have a dartboard in the same house.
No.
That's two stories of
darts.
That's
two stories, yeah. Finally, Karen, unfortunately, can't talk to us on air because she says her two kids are killing each other.
What did he do to you?
He smacked me.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's brilliant. Here, let me have a listen to that again.
What did he do to you?
He smacked me.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Brilliant. Thanks very much, Lee, for all of your stories.